Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what a weird afternoon as we got news that Diddy, you know, all of the normal ways you would describe this, you don't, you hesitate when you're talking about Diddy. Saying Diddy got off just feels wrong in context, you know? It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time, holiday weekend. We're still working. I was going through downtown on the way to work, Dan. I have to tell you, like, it looks like all of Minneapolis is on scooters right now, just screwing around.
Pretty much. I mean, all week long, you've been able to roll a bowling ball down most streets and not hit anybody. It's
right.
It's ghost town down here.
I'm just jealous of you guys. You guys planned it better than I did. I don't even know. What am I even doing here? It's only a two-hour show, though, so I always hate to burn a vacation day on a day where you, really I'm only required to work 120 minutes, you know, watch a little TV, come in and just say, like, did you see these people squirting baby oil on each other? The issues around the Diddy trial are, to most of us, absolute nothing issues, right? This is classic celebrity gossip with an extra angle of, like, really freaky sex stuff in there. And trying to wedge creepy behavior, scummy behavior, into the racketeering statutes, to me, is absurd. And I will say I have some unease over the fact that the racketeering statute, which was designed to go after the mob, has been extended to be used for sleazeballs like Sean Diddy Combs, for gangbangers engaged in pretty conventional arms trafficking or drug trafficking, to street criminals like we've seen here in the Twin Cities. Now, I'm happy with the result, right? Sometimes you're going to lose. That's the problem with trying to get this sort of behavior and saying, like, well, not only were you doing things that were skeezy and potentially, you know, you were engaging in prostitution and the jury found him guilty of that. But to say that the whole thing was you acting as the head of a criminal enterprise, well, I don't know. I find myself asking the question I think a lot of you are wondering about, which is this just another rich guy who gets off, another celebrity who can afford the best attorney in the world? And so he gets off. And our justice system, once again, if you have money, you participate in a different lane of justice. Or is it, we're getting a little carried away with RICO. Some of the T-shirts that people were wearing, apparently the baby oil, and you're going to hear this, like, I mean, if you want to sound tonight like you're really self-righteous and concerned about the world, like, for sure, a hot take on how our celebrity-obsessed, social media-driven culture has people squirting baby oil on each other because federal agents. What has happened to us? What happened to us as a society? It's the first thing you said to me when I came in today, didn't you, Dan? Did you see the people squirting baby oil on themselves? It is. And I think it's the first thing that you said to me because you knew it would set me off. Dan is very strategic. Very strategic.
I wish that were true.
I mean, is anyone surprised that people act out a meme in real life, which is really what's happening here, right? But part of the way the closing arguments in this case played out is that Diddy's attorney pointed out the fact that, like, oh, they unleashed the federal agents to find the baby oil and the Astroglide. And it does point out this idea that sometimes I think our prosecutors are overreaching. So I don't know. Like, my gut on this isn't so much what a raw deal for justice. Diddy is rich and famous. This jury found him guilty on two counts. To me, that doesn't say, I guess I don't like the dismissiveness where we seem to decide what we know about a jury based on paying attention to the initial allegation and then hearing what the verdict is. I've covered many court cases and talked to even more attorneys after court cases. And one thing that people involved in the legal profession generally agree on is the fact that juries take their job very seriously. The fact that this jury got this done so quickly says to me, maybe we need to, like, actually prosecute racketeers with racketeering instead of trying to elevate and escalate charges so you can have somebody in the federal courts. I get skeptical when we're trying to wedge things into legal statutes that wasn't what it was intended to be. Now, the real question, I think, you have to look at is what should happen to this guy. And I was thinking today, Dan, I don't know if you feel this way, but there's certain musicians that have gotten themselves into scandal, and generally it's been over sex, and you end up, I don't know, I feel differently about their music. You think Michael Jackson, you think R. Kelly, Diddy. I mean, Diddy's freakiness and abusiveness, you know, he had the whole, like, the shoe line, he had the whole, all of this stuff, which is essentially worth nothing because of all of this. We love a redemption story. For me, I find it almost impossible to redeem someone after seeing that video in the elevator of him beating up Cassie. Like, domestic abuse, for me, is maybe the hardest thing to forgive someone for. I can understand drug addiction. I can even understand sex addiction. And some of the behavior alleged in this case, like these freak-offs, and this is pretty weird stuff, but like not, I don't know. I don't know what's going on at your cul-de-sac. Not yours, Dan, but you know.
You know exactly what's going on in my cul-de-sac.
I all of that stuff, for me, it's easier, especially with an artist, to be like, well, you know, rich guy. Creative weirdo, sure. Like, yep. But beating up your girlfriend, for me, I don't know. How do you move on? And how do you forgive somebody for that? For me, it's just a no. It's impossible for me.
It's difficult. It goes back to that old question of can you separate the art from the artist, right? And the one that I keep going back to over and over again is Bill Cosby. I can't.
Oh,
anything yeah. Cosby was in or connected to, I can't anymore after everything that
Cosby is a good example
that he did.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's another example. Even, more recently, I was a huge Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah.
And after Dave Grohl comes out and says he fathered, a child outside of his marriage, it's hard for me not to think of that when I hear Foo Fighters music now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that may be a failure on my part to not be able to distinguish those two things, but I just can't. The art reminds me of the person. And when I find out that the person, you know, because there's a line between, we all make mistakes, we all do regrettable things, we all, you know, I get that. And we're capable of doing better than some of these people are doing, right? Some of this is just, I'm a really rich person and I can get away with stuff that other people can't. And that's not just, you know, like anybody else's moral failings. That's a step beyond. I mean, if Diddy wants to try and claim, and I'm not saying you're saying he did this, but if he wants to try and claim sex addiction was part of this, you know, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And addiction, you know, we know much more than we used to, but we still have only scratched the surface of the physiological stuff that plays into addiction. But that's a different level than the organization of parties and the beating up of your girlfriend. Those are choices you're making beyond whatever compulsion addiction is feeding for you.
651-461-9226. That leads us to a great question. Can you separate the art from the artist? Is there someone who is flawed as a human, but you just push it aside and you're like, I still love their music? Or conversely, is there somebody where you're like, I just can't. I can't do it. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about separating the art from the artist as we wait to see if Sean Diddy Combs does get bail or not. That hearing will begin in New York. It should be any minute now, right? I think 4 o'clock Eastern was when it was going to start.
That was the schedule I saw, yes.
So we're standing by for that.
Incidentally, our guy Joe Tamburino passed along a note that he thinks that Diddy's going to go to prison for at least 5 years.
Each count carries 10 years. So if they were back to back, he could get 20.
Right.
No one thinks that would happen.
Nobody's. The standard sentence in this case would be probably 24 months per.
Mm-hmm. So Joe thinks
24 to 36, I guess.
And he's spent quite a bit of time served already.
Yes.
So he'd get credit for that, but perhaps 5 years. Yeah, we'll see. I think he should be granted bail, though. Right? I mean,
nature of the charges and what he was acquitted of.
Like, he's acquitted, so it's off the table. You can't hold someone based on that. I suppose the question is, do you worry that he's going to run?
Do you worry he's going to run, although they can confiscate his passport and do all that kind of stuff? And does he represent a threat to society if he's out on bail?
Yeah.
That would be the other consideration.
Texters say, I cannot separate the music from the artist. And I get upset when people can. I used to love Kid Rock. I hate him now. You know, I think the politics of it is interesting.
Sure.
Where the pressure is on as a celebrity to speak out. And also the business pressure is to shut up.
We love to criticize, you know, famous figures for not using their platform.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they do, and it's something maybe we don't like,
yeah,
we clobber the heck out
to
of
me.
Them. Yeah.
Texter says, my 4-year-old son really likes Michael Jackson.
This is a tough one, yeah.
Which leaves me very conflicted. I don't want to deny him music he likes, and of course, he knows nothing of what Michael Jackson did, but it makes me feel a little gross. Yeah.
And the music's brilliant.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, for me, is not an issue. I enjoy the music, part of the tortured soul that he was. And still, like, you know, the things he's been accused of, he was never, I mean, he doesn't have the chance to really respond, right? There's no...
Well, not anymore.
Right. So...
There were accusations while he was alive.
But never charged or anything like that.
Right.
Alec Baldwin, fantastic actor, but a jerk. Now, we have forgiven people. So I was trying to think about celebrities who have sort of redeemed themselves. And look at Robert Downey Jr.
He would be example A1 in my mind, yeah.
Iron Man, for sure, changed his life.
Everything for him.
But bear in mind, like, the mid-90s, he was arrested for, like, heroin and cocaine, and I think he had a gun, and he was going down Sunset. He was, like, the butt of all the jokes.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe. Do you remember young Rob Lowe had a sex tape scandal?
Yeah.
Rob Lowe was 24 years old at the DNC in Atlanta, Georgia. And he recorded a sex tape with two women, one of whom was 16.
Oops.
And Rob Lowe is...
And then he was on the West Wing and everybody loved him again.
Which I don't know if you say, like, oh, you're 24. Like, does that make a difference?
Not when she's...
And he said he didn't know.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Of course.
I'm sure he did say that. Yes.
And he probably didn't know.
He may not have. That doesn't absolve him of any responsibility whatsoever.
It was 1988. You know. You couldn't, like, run a Google check. You couldn't.
No.
Michael Vick.
Did he really?
I mean, I know that he's come back.
That's just it. I don't know. I mean, he's moved on, but.
You know, Jelly Roll sort of was down and out before he was famous, right?
Right. It wasn't a famous figure that we tore down.
To me, that's a little different. Thanks for pointing out Jelly Roll. Where when that's part of your redemption story, I think we want to cheer for that.
Yep.
For me, you look at Diddy, it's like the idea, what the court decided today did not absolve him of any of the allegation.
No.
It just said that these things aren't necessarily criminal in the way that the federal government is acting.
That's the key phrase, in the way that the federal government accused him of it.
So
that's the trick. Doesn't mean he didn't do really horrible stuff.
Right.
That was even criminal, but the manner in which they charged him was faulty.
Now, a texter pointing out that as someone who has served on a jury, there are definitely times that when you're coming into the weekend, people want to get out of there as jurors, and they decide things a little faster than they probably should have. I think that's undoubtedly true, especially in a long trial like this one.
Especially when it's a holiday weekend.
No. Yeah. And, you know, and maybe I naively give jurors more of a benefit of the doubt, but I don't think that you're just going to exonerate someone. I mean...
Well, and they didn't, right?
And bear in mind, his attorney presented no witnesses and essentially no case other than the closing argument. So, to me, if you're going to decide in haste... In one direction, it would be to convict because you've just heard 3 weeks of testimony on why he's guilty. And they didn't even put up anything, which is sort of, it's pretty good when you're feeling good if you're that attorney.
It's a strategic move, obviously, right? Because they're saying that the case isn't about necessarily the merits. It's about the fact that the federal government overreached with the charges. That's the part of this that touched on this early on, right? That's the part of this that I think we don't talk enough about is we see it from the outside. We see the allegations. We see videos. We see, you know, all the stuff and think we have a pretty good handle on this case. But the jury is given this list of these are the charges and these are the elements that the prosecution has to meet in order for you to convict this guy. And we don't see that. And we don't think through that process. And the jury does. And the jury has to. And they came to this conclusion. I'm inclined to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Final word goes to a texter who can overlook a big local radio host take on ketchup and still enjoy much of his other radio content. That, I mean, you're a better person than I am. You're a better person than I am. It's 3:30. We'll break and come back with Tracy Pearlman in just a minute. We're going to talk about 4th of July and Black Friday in the summer. It's like it's Target something week and Amazon something week and everything's going on sale. What do you guys want to find a deal on? What would you like to find a bargain on? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.